The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com.
This is PodcastNorm.com.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show I call Just a Fan's View, a show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. I won't be doing any interviews with drivers. You can hear those just about anywhere. And I won't be talking to any crew chiefs for the same reason. If I do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why I call it Just a Fan's View. So grab yourself a cold drink and sit back in your seat, because I'm not afraid to express my opinion. In fact, it's one of the things I do best. Today's show is the 2019 Daytona 500 kicks off the new season from a NASCAR fan's view. This Sunday afternoon, the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series kicks off its new season. It isn't billed as the greatest spectacle in racing. That honor belongs to the Indianapolis 500. It is big, though, and some say it is even bigger than the championship race at Homestead in November. Now, I'm not going to get into that here, but the Daytona 500 is without question one of the biggest NASCAR events of the whole season. Look, I'm not saying other races aren't important, but many times people spend a lot more time talking about this couple of weekends of the season than they do about most any race of the regular season. After all, it does kick off the season for the Gander Outdoor Series trucks, the Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, and it's all in one place. I won't bore you with a long dissertation on the importance, or lack thereof, of the Daytona 500 or any of the other series races. The talking hits have covered just about every aspect of these races we can think of. That isn't a cut or a negative statement about the coverage so far. Most of it has been interesting, or at the very least, entertaining. What I would like to do is give you a couple of things I've been thinking or wondering about as I have watched many of the events so far this week. Believe me, this won't take long. First, it looks like the Ford camps are picking up where they left off last season. They do look plenty strong, even though they have a new Mustang body to work with. In this fan's opinion, and that's all it is, my opinion, they seem to have done a better job of picking a body style than the Chevy camps did last year. As a Chevy fan, I had hoped they might have a little more trouble and it would be more of an equalizing factor. Apparently, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with again this season. Second, along with their performance so far in the duels and practices this week, they seem to be determined to work together to make sure a blue oval ends up in victory lane at the end of the day. That may change for both the Toyotas and Chevys when it comes to race day, but we won't really know much about that until the 500 is in the books. Just to keep this short and to the point, my biggest concern is that there's going to be a lot of single-file, follow-the-leader type racing rather than what we have become more accustomed to in recent times on a restrictor plate track. From this fan's view, one of the things about restrictor plate racing is the door-to-door and bumper-to-bumper racing. Although I have mixed thoughts on the duels and how exciting or unexciting they were, I see pretty much the same thing happening during the 500. The only thing that will break up the monotony of single file, wait till the last couple of laps to make a move, will be the stages. At least, that will mean three times during the race when the competition might heat up a bit. I hope I'm wrong, but from my view so far, I think I just may be right. I do expect there will be at least one big one, and will be greatly surprised if one or more doesn't happen. I won't be disappointed if the big one doesn't happen, but I do hope the racing is better than I saw in the duels and that there is more action more often. Hey, I've been a NASCAR fan for a long time, and I will say this. Whatever happens, I will be watching. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, or just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and I'm really glad you took the time to be here. It is my hope that you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find this show. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, Rusty Norman, Podcast Norm Productions, and PodcastNorm.com. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week.